Listening Library presents Listening for Luca by Suzanne LaFleur. Read for you by Ariadne Myers. Chapter 1. I'm obsessed with abandoned things, left behind things, unwanted things, forgotten things. When Luca and I got to the park, a small lamb waited on a bench. The lammy was stuffed and half full of plastic beans and fluff. He was gray and worn. Chew marks creased his nose. He was small enough to hold in one hand. No sign of the lamb's owner. There was only one other person at the park. He wore a top hat and formal jacket, very hot clothes for sweltering July. He was reading the paper, and every once in a while he took out a pocket watch to check the time. I could see him only out of the corner of my eye. I didn't want to be caught glancing his way. I wasn't sure if he was really there, but people dress in all kinds of funny ways around here. So I tried to tell myself he was just someone in old-fashioned clothes, not something else. Because from time to time, I get these glimpses of things, almost like the lamb, I reminded myself. I sat down beside it and waited. I'd let Luca play for half an hour. If no one came for the lamb by then, I would take it home. That was always the gamble. What if someone came back and their special thing was gone? But I always think they forgot. The lamb could sit there, fade in the sun, and rot in the rain. It might take the owner ages to remember that he'd even had a lamb. Then it would be too late.